Good morning.
Good morning.
We continue to speak about Emuna. Rabbi Edelman recently has been talking a lot about paying attention to stories, events that happen in a person's life. I want to take it a little of a different direction. A person wants to learn about Emuna, wants to appreciate Emuna, wants to be inspired with Emuna. One of the ways to be inspired with Emuna is by watching people who have a great level of Emuna. If you attach yourself to such people, now all of the Gedolim obviously do, but some Gedolim, it's more obvious on them, the state and the high level of Emuna that they have. For example, there's a big tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich. It's well known that he constantly talks about the Emuna in his life, how clear it is, how he sees Hashem in his life all the time. And there are many people like that. Last year we had the wonderful tzaddik of Yosef Mendelevich come to yeshiva. He was a refusnik. He went through the Siberian prisons and the worst places in Russia, being in prison, locked in solitary confinement. And he spoke constantly about Emuna. And if there's one thing we saw about him, he was so hilariously positive and happy and fun. When a person is full of Emuna, a person lives a life that is full of joy and happiness. In fact, right there by the office, we have some magazines available called the Spring Hill Times. The Spring Hill Times is all about recognizing that a person who has a life of Emuna will be healthier, will be happier, will be full of joy, will be a person, a constant positive boon in every room. Imagine you're that guy with Emuna. Everybody loves spending time with the guy who has Emuna because he is a person who is in a wonderful environment for you. He keeps you up all the time. And he not just keeps you up late at night, but he keeps you positive, joyous, and supporting you all the time. So we should live our lives with Emuna, constantly realizing that the life of Emuna is a life full of nutritional and joyous happiness. Have a wonderful day.